right.
Guess what, kids? We're back one more time. It's number... What number is it, Zach?
Oh, my God. I can't even remember. Seven.
I'm so happy that we're almost... Yeah, what new blood are we talking about?
Wait. First, let's acknowledge that this movie was so bad that Bracken didn't even come to record on this one.
Bracken, our man.
He was like, F this.
He's like, F number seven.
Yeah, so I guess he didn't like it very much.
I can see why. This movie was terrible.
Last one, number six, was bad. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was okay. You could watch it, though. This one, dangerously bad. This was like a new level of bad. This is 1988.
Yeah.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it, or just that they're got to get this movie out there immediately. And
they're at the end of the tube of toothpaste right now. They're like, we got to get that last little bit out.
I don't know. There's still three left, so I think there's a tiny bit of toothpaste out of left. This one. Somebody's brushing with no toothpaste if they're making three more after this.
They can still squeeze out three movies after this pile of doobage. This was terrible. I wish there was some doobage in this movie. There was some doobage.
But they didn't show him smoking it. They just showed him talking about
it. There's absolutely no boobage.
And there was a new thing with the, you want to smoke this dope? No, I don't think so. You better not do that.
I didn't see that.
The anti-drug campaign thing was going on.
I missed that.
Don't be doing that.
I was just happy that the nerd, Fangora nerd, was back in, the sci-fi writer.
Yeah, he was a little...
That character...
Ultra nerd, though.
I hated this movie. Okay, the best thing, though.
Yeah.
It sets it up. We have this telekinetic chick.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, Tina, we are going to have a showdown between this telekinesis lady.
This was our prediction, too, from yesterday.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, you got to throw somebody in there that's going to have something that can defeat Jason. And then we start off, and she can light shit on fire, make pictures fly off the wall, basically resurrect people and kill people with her mind.
She kills her dad at the beginning. And her dad's name, this is what's awesome, her dad's name is John Shepard, which is the name of the second Tommy Jarvis after Corey Feldman. They set this character up as John Shepard and then make him a drunk that beats his wife and then he dies just so they can be like, fuck you, old Tommy Jarvis, who didn't want to take this movie for being a born-again Christian, dead. I thought that was pretty sweet.
Those writers are so clever. Yeah. They're like, we'll show you.
John Shepard. John Shepard was over there like, oh, fuck, I could have been part of this series. Now I'm a dead,
those guys
drunken
really not
dad character.
Me.
So anyway, yeah, Tina Shepard.
Now, was this girl the same girl from the previous one? Remember that little blonde girl who was like, I'm going to pray for the monster to go away?
No way, that was Nancy. This is somebody totally different.
I thought it was the same girl.
No,
it could have been.
That girl's name was Nancy.
Shit. I was like, whoa, at least they have a...
Yeah, see what you're saying, though? It could have been, but it wasn't.
It just goes along with the whole idea of throwing out all previous storylines. There's no Tommy Jarvis anymore. We are going to start brand new with some Carrie ripoff.
Yeah, but we started with Jason still tied to the bottom of the lake. But somehow there's a lake house built right on this lake.
How did that family move into that house from the previous episode, which was a camp earlier?
Yeah.
Somehow they refactored that.
Because Jason was
chained
right by her house.
Weird. It must have been on the other side of the lake. I don't know. Anyway, the best part about it is that they set up this character with a superpower, and you're like, oh, shit. It's going to come down to Blondie versus Jason at the end, and he's going to get some serious telekinesis on his ass, but...
He does. That was one thing
really.
I liked. At the end, there's like a nice Western showdown where they're in the street staring each other down. Boom, boom.
Yeah, I guess.
And she starts throwing some telekinesis at him.
Okay, do you want to go through the story at all?
What story? Okay, here's the story. There's a girl named Tina Shepard. She has telekinesis.
There's a look-alike. I know that. That guy would be so cool.
Yeah, there's a doctor named Dr. Cruz.
Oh, yeah. Here's the other thing I like. Bernie reappears. You ever see the movie Weekend at Bernie's? This is Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's coming in with his second masterpiece, Friday the 13th Part 7, after Weekend at Bernie's Part 3, Dead Again. I don't remember, but they did make sequels to that. That guy's the master of the shit movie.
So, Bernie is her doctor, and he shows up and is like, we got to take her out here to do her treatment. I'm trying to cure her of this telekinesis power, but yeah. really what he's trying to do is harness it. He's trying yeah. to figure out some evil plot to use it with.
Yeah.
And she goes out and she's mad and tries to bring her dad back to life from yeah. the water.
Yeah.
She brings accidentally Jason back to life because she apparently has the power to bring people back to life.
Yeah, she can't really target her powers directly though.
Yeah. And then there's a house directly next door
to
this house.
Did you buy that, like, she could just use the force and bring back Jason to life?
No.
I mean, was that believable whatsoever?
No, that was insane. That made no sense at all. Anyway, so, and I thought he didn't even die. In the last one, he still had his eye open, so he didn't even need to be brought back to life.
He was hibernating.
Oh, he was regaining strength because his spine wasn't showing anymore.
Oh, that's right. I like the new Jason's look, though. He had the skeletons, the yeah. ribs showing.
Yeah.
And his face looks pretty freaking awesome.
He had like a dinosaur face.
Oh.
So she brings him back to life, and he goes to wreak havoc again on the kids next door. And actually, how about this? Right when he comes out of the lake, instead of going to this house full of kids, he walks 5 miles outside of town where these people's car just breaks down, and he kills them. Like, he knew.
Oh, yeah.
He knew. He was like, you know what? There's a whole house of people here, but if I walk 5 miles away, I
could probably
kill some
people. Is that the one where he slams inside the sleeping bag?
No.
Is that the wife?
They were right after that, yeah. That's
the
only distinctive kill in the
movie.
Yeah,
I like
movie.
That one.
Sleeping.
You know, did you notice that every kill they had was one of these cut scenes?
Yeah.
Like, right when they're about to, like, cut flesh, they, like, cut to the face of the victim.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even get to see any entry wounds in this movie. I'm like, they must have, like, been tapping down on the violence or something.
I read, yeah, they had to cut a lot of stuff to get it an R rating. There was
That's
too much
I
violence.
Hate. Why do they have to change that over time?
I bet Tarantino would have been like, made nothing.
There is
back
no
then.
Entry wound in any kill in this whole movie.
Yeah.
That's why they suck. They suck anyway. At least you can see the makeup jobs they do.
So, basically, we kind of have no redeeming qualities here. We have a set of kids that have no characteristics. There's one who's a bitch, one who's a stoner, and one who is the sci-fi nerd. And
regular,
pretty much everybody else is just
the regular
nobodies.
Cast of characters
yeah.
in the back.
And they go, and at one point, three couples at the same time are in different places having sex.
Oh, man.
And Jason manages to pick them all off, one couple
well,
by one couple.
He's a professional killer, man.
Yeah. He is a professional. He shows his, he earns his stripes here.
What was up with that mom's hair? That was a serious hair helmet.
1988.
God.
You should know you were around then.
That mom was hot except for that hair. Jeez.
The mom was hot? Gross.
Was she not?
No.
I thought she was.
The girl looked like one of the Olsen twins, kind of. Like a little troll.
I don't
think she looked like a little troll?
I don't like that Debbie Gibson hairstyle she had. Like
yeah.
all like fake curls. That was bad.
I don't know, man. Hey, I was only 5 years old, so don't blame me.
Oh, I was right in that was right in my sweet spot. I
yeah.
was 16 at that point.
Yeah, I bet you had some hair like that. We should post a picture of that. Do you have any pictures?
It looks like Kay Good's hair.
Let's,
no, not really.
Let's post that.
Carrie, we love you. Come on.
So, that there's nothing that happens in this movie. There's 14 kills. None of them make any sense. And oh, so we can just talk about the showdown, I guess.
No, wait. Here was a major flaw of the movie. They set this psychotic psychiatrist guy up from the whole movie as being basically the immoral villain. Finally, we get down to the point where he's about to have his death scene. Jason whips out this seriously badass circular saw on the end of a pole. I think he uses to cut off tree limbs up in the high branches. The most awesomest, basically a 10-foot chainsaw he's got on this guy. And you see nothing of the actual kill.
Yeah.
It's basically one of these gut shots. Ugh.
That's true.
And that's terrible. Like the villain you set up and the one that you actually want to see killed. And this is the best you can do? It was so disappointing.
He like barely stabs the chainsaw in. He's like into his stomach and then he stops. Done.
There can't be a real tool like
that. I was
that.
Wondering why
that
Jason pulls
so
his punches.
Evil.
So we get to the finale and she's just throwing every telekinetic thing she
wait,
can at him.
Wait, can I interject
wait,
one
okay.
more thing that I liked?
One more.
Okay. Is Jason Bourne on the Friday the 13th has his
yes,
birthday?
Yes.
Remember this point. Michael, who was a previous death earlier, was his birthday. They were gonna have a private surprise party for him. He's dead by Jason earlier in the film. But the best shot of the movie is when Jason walks in to the birthday party set up and the balloons are in the room. And I was like, happy birthday, Jason. That thing was... They should have a still of that, and that would be perfect. I couldn't remember if it's birthday. It was Friday the 13th, though.
Yeah, it is.
Finally, Jason got a birthday.
He finally got a birthday party.
You didn't like that? That image of Jason walking in on a birthday party with that face? Oh, it's perfect.
That's, you know, I didn't even catch that, so good
one
call.
One thing they have in this series is the iconic images. They got that face mask.
Hockey mask.
You can't beat it.
They still, and right. He still has the
go ahead, finish up.
He still has the mask with the X wound in it, in the top.
That mask is kick ass.
From number,
that
what?
Was from Sully.
That was from 3.
What was his name? Sandy? Sully?
Sandy?
What was his name?
No.
He was the little Fangoria dude.
Shelly.
The fat guy. It's a Shelly. Seth Rogen lookalike.
Shelly didn't do that.
Yes, he did.
No, Chris did that.
No, Shelly did it. He came out of the, he put on his wetsuit. Remember this?
Oh, brought the mask.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying
yeah.
Shelly introduced the mask into the whole series.
But the axe wound was by Chris did that. And
if
it's ever, it's lasted for the fourth,
ever,
fifth,
if we
sixth,
ever get into a
movie.
Friday the 13th trivia contest, we are going to kick ass.
That's sad.
I'm gonna look out for that.
Look for any Friday the 13th trivia. No, we're going to be with a bunch of little Shellys in there, and they're all going to just own on us. So she subjects Jason to anything she can. She even throws gas on him, lights him on fire, and blows up the entire house that he's in. Does he die? No, not even a scratch on him.
Like Jason's going
to
die.
He just walks up to her. Hey, bitch, why are you blowing up that house on me? But by now his mask has exploded. He doesn't have a mask anymore. So we just see his dinosaur face.
Oh, yeah. What happened to the mask? Did he just have
it
in his hand?
No, it broke. It's gone.
How are they going to resolve that in part 8?
I'm sure they'll find a way. So, if they can bring him back to life, they can definitely...
Where is the one where he goes to space? I've been waiting the
number
whole series... Oh.
That's the last one.
I still got two more to
That's
go.
The topper. That's the icing on the cake.
Oh, I can't wait till he goes to space.
So, he shows up, and how does she kill him? Will, would you just please paint me a picture of this final... the way Jason dies in this movie.
You want me to explain this insane piece of shit that we have?
Yeah.
Well, if you were listening carefully to our podcast, you remember earlier that our hero, Tina, killed her own father with her telekinesis abilities. That's why I'm setting it up. Right?
Yeah.
So, I think he pushes him out on the pier, basically. They're on the pier. How did they get to the pier? I don't remember that.
They ran away from the exploding house.
Right.
And Jason just walks out of the house.
So then you see little Tina invoking her force abilities, and there's bubbling in the water.
What is that bubbling?
And you're like, what the shit is she doing in the water? Jason is here. What could she be conjuring from the pool of water? There's some badass shit coming out of there. All of a sudden...
What?
Daddy pops up with a chain. No, he must have been diving under there getting Jason's chain in the water. Because he pulled the Jason move, one of those chains over the head, choking. The father looks actually great for being underwater for 25 years.
Yeah.
He looked perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Pulls old Jason down into the...
Well, it was only more like probably 10 years. You know, give him credit.
And she's like, thank you, Father. You saved me. Wouldn't she be like, hey, Dad, get out of there. Let's see what happened to you.
And then she passes out.
You know, I think it was a delusion.
The whole thing?
I think it was that Superman guy that did it.
Her boyfriend?
Yeah. That guy did nothing.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't even.
You know that
would even have sex even.
What if they?
Two.
That would have been a good twist ending if she would have woken up and they'd be like, "You killed everybody. You did it."
Yeah,
and she'd be like, "What? No, it was Jason. I saw it." And they'd be like, "No."
What kind of shit is this? This is the best twist you can come up with. We'll have the father come back from the beginning, out of the Camp Crystal Lake.
And they never even recovered his body when he died. They just left it.
This is the most letdown I've ever felt at the end of one of these shitty movies. Like, at least the other ones, like, sometimes they actually make a little bit of sense. Like, Corey Feldman ending, die, Jason, die, he gets the shaved head. But that was the best ending, I think. That's when you really thought he was dead.
Yeah.
According to Tom Savini.
That was the final chapter.
That was the death. I'm sure Tom Savini wouldn't like these part fives and a
Oh, yeah. I think Sean S. Cunningham, the original writer, would definitely not like these. He'd be like, no, it's Betsy Palmer is the killer, not this monster Betsy Palmer. Jason.
Why don't they bring her back? Just put a little flashback. All he needs is her head.
Mommy is proud of you.
No. This one was like, we don't have to pay attention to any backstory. This is a new thing because these people who watch this movie don't remember that old movie anyway. We can start all the way over.
Basically, Jason has moved on beyond any sensical stuff, and he's just a killing machine. And
I liked at the end they didn't give you the little tweak, like, he's really still alive.
They don't have to anymore.
You should just know.
Yeah, they're just like, wink, don't worry about it.
This movie should have made $0, and they should have realized that they shouldn't keep going on this shit.
Apparently it made enough money to make 3 more.
God.
So, that means tonight we're going to find out what number 8 has in store for us.
What's the tagline on this one?
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Jason takes Manhattan.
Oh. Now I'm intrigued. Get his ass out of that camp. Let's wreak some havoc on the world.
Yeah. That's what's going to
happen. See what he does in the Big Apple.
He's headed there.
Oh, man. I'm ready for this one.
Okay. Well, we'll be back tomorrow, and hopefully Bracken will join us, and we'll be talking about Jason taking Manhattan.